sitting with a loved one upon the beach watching the moon rise at night. If you're a student of the Old Testament scriptures, maybe your thoughts return to Micah chapter 4, where the Lord gives us the picture of heavenly peace with these words. He says, "Every man will sit under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken." Isn't this the day that we're all waiting for? The day when God will come and remove us from this world of sadness and sin and bring us into everlasting peace and joy in heaven. Yes, that is the day of peace that we earnestly seek. We know that our Lord will return and take us to be with Him because He has worked that faith into our hearts, and we trust in the message of peace and reconciliation that we have with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But what about today? How does our Christian faith help us today? What effect does our Christian faith have on our attitudes and our actions? You know, in our epistle lesson tonight, we look at the book of James. And if you were to take a close look at the book of James, the main thought running throughout that entire book is faith without actions is dead. A person who, by the grace of God, has faith in their hearts will just naturally perform good deeds, good works. A person will do these good works out of love for Jesus Christ. The love that God has for us, we will share with others. Now, it may sound pretty cut, dry, and easy to accomplish, but then as we look at our own lives, we know it's much harder than it sounds. For we are not only saints of God, but at the same time, we are sinners here on earth. So it's kind of hard to do sometimes. You see, the devil constantly seeks to destroy the right attitudes and actions that are the fruits of our faith. And he builds up in their place works of darkness and evil. Christian is supposed to recognize the temptations of the devil, and he's to flee from them. That's what James says. Flee from those temptations. He speaks to us about the temptation to get even with those who have wronged us. Has anybody ever wronged you? Has anyone ever hurt your feelings? Has anyone ever disappointed you? One way or another, that they let you down when you needed them the most. How did you handle it? The devil comes to you in these low moments and he says to your heart, "That was mean and uncalled for. For what they did to you," he says, "what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do to that person to get even with them?" The devil wants to know. With those simple words or thoughts, the temptation to get even is laid before you. James says, if you harbor bitter envy or selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Quit with weak boast about bitter envy. Honestly, you've got to be a pretty sick person to do that. How about when you're so angry with a person for getting away with something? You know, we've all seen it. We've seen somebody get away with something that they really shouldn't have. And you get jealous about it because you didn't get to do the same thing. So what do? We make a loud noise to get that person in trouble for doing something we too wanted to do ourselves. Boasting in your goodness. You know, that's what that is. You wanted to do something evil, but somebody beat you to it. So you're going to do the next best thing, and that's to make yourself look better than that other guy. James says also, don't boast about selfish ambition. What kind of ambition is selfish? Again, if someone wrongs you, then all you can think about is revenge. You have the selfish ambition of getting even. Instead of showing love and mercy to the person who has wronged you, you are out to make yourself look good. Instead of praying that they would repent from their sins and seek God's forgiveness, you pride yourself in your own goodness in the hopes that you will have the revenge in the end by looking better to the world than they do. You know that the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous says that having the resentment or the urge to get even is perhaps the major number one reason that people drink alcoholically. Yep. And that's been in Alcoholics Anonymous for many, many, many decades. So, instead of praying that they repent of their sin and seek forgiveness, we look for pride in ourselves, in our own good. To the world, this is wisdom. Says you're coming out on the high side, you're doing better than them. You're getting even for what's been done to you. It's only the right thing. Certainly you've heard of, or maybe even know personally, people so bent on revenge and looking out for themselves that they find it impossible to find peace. This is how wars have started. Then again, we don't have to look very far to find examples of this. Look into your own life. Look into a mirror. James says to you, don't deny the truth. This sin is in you as well. It's in all of us. Oh, how our sinful nature loves to see the wrong in others, but we don't see it in ourselves very often. James says, stop running from the truth. Confess your sins to God, repent, and turn from your evil ways. When you run from what is right and chase after what is wrong, your soul is not going to find any peace. We need the Prince of Peace in our lives every day. How thankful we are for the wisdom of God, which we have through our faith in Jesus Christ. By faith, we know that God the Father sent the Prince of Peace to the cross for our sins, so that by Jesus' perfect life, His innocent death, and His resurrection, we have peace with God. By faith, you as a Christian bring peace to others by resisting the temptation of the devil and proclaiming the message of forgiveness and the peace we have through Jesus Christ. Instead of spreading envy and strife, the Lord calls us to live as peacemakers. That effect that this has on our Christian faith, we see it every day in our lives. It's very clear in these words here. We resist temptation instead of jumping into it, and we live as peacemakers. By faith, we desire to spread peace to others through our attitudes and our actions. And this peace, it only comes from God. Peace comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Peace comes from the forgiveness of sins that He's graciously provided for you. You are a forgiven child of God. So live like a forgiven child of God. Don't act as if nothing has changed your life because of Christ. Don't try to hide your faith, for that is not a Christian-like action. So, how do we live as peacemakers? First, live in humility. We are redeemed sinners. considered full of mercy and good fruit. These fruits of faith are produced by our love for Jesus. We seek good, not evil, especially in other people. We're careful to watch out for the needs of others, and we give no thought to our own needs. We simply trust that God will take care of us. When others harm us, we don't seek revenge, but we strive to restore that relationship in the same way Christ has restored our relationship with Him. And how did He do that? Through mercy and peace. Thirdly, James says we show this peace and mercy to all people. James says to be impartial and sincere. We don't get to pick and choose who we are going to live in peace with. Get it? In all sincerity, we love all others as God has loved us. We don't tolerate sin. We call others to repentance when they sin. But we don't hate them for their sin. We pity them. In Christian love, we seek the restoration of their relationship with God. And our relationship with God is strengthened through repentance and forgiveness. We don't seek revenge. We don't sit around and sulk waiting for God to bring revenge on other people. We are the peacemakers who sow peace. When we sow peace as a farmer sows seed into the ground, we will reap a harvest of righteousness. And what is that harvest of righteousness? God promises that our acts of peace will motivate and encourage others to act in peace. It's probably going to take a little bit of time, and it will definitely take the gospel working in our hearts. But the harvest is worth the effort. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, by faith we bring peace to other people. Don't go back to your old sinful ways. Search your heart and know how easy it is to fall into temptation. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Live as peacemakers with others the way God lives in peace with you through Jesus. By the way, what was your picture of peace? Well, picture this. Your acts of Christ-like love producing a harvest of righteousness in your family, in your workplace, in your school, and here in your congregation. With God's help and through faith in Christ, that picture of peace could be your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. We gather our